little taste of Rashi for the morning. At the beginning of the parasha, Hashem is speaking to Moshe, and he says, "Vayera el Avraham el Yitzhak el Yaakov el Shaddai u'shmi Adonai lo nodati lehem." Hashem says that he appeared to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov as Kel Shakai, and then he says, interestingly, "But my name Yudke Vavke Hashem, I didn't make known to them lo nodati lehem." Rashi comments on the obvious discrepancy, obvious problem over here, which is that Hashem's name is used all throughout Parashat Sefer Bereishit. To Avram, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, Avram even calls B'Shem Hashem, so how can Hashem say that he didn't make known Yudke Vavke to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Rashi comments and says, Lo hodati en k'tiv kan ela lo nodati. Lo nikarti lem v'midah amitid shali, sh'aleh anikra shmi Hashem, ne'eman la'me dvarai, sh'arif tachtim v'lo kiyamti. Hashem saying to Moshe that the name Yudke Vavke is associated with the promises that Hashem makes, and specifically with the way that He keeps His promises. Up until now, Hashem made a lot of promises to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, but they were future promises. They were about what's going to happen to their descendants. So they didn't get to see them actually come true. So Rashi is saying to Moshe, you know, they didn't get to see them come true, but you and the people of Bnei Israel now, they will see them come true. So that's why you get a specific understanding of Yudke Vavke. Other Mefarshim have given different answers. Ramban says that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov only got to see Nes Nistar. Avraham obviously saw his wife become pregnant at a very late age, but that was just Nes Nistar, a way to explain that away, Alpi Teva. But Moshe and Bnei Yisrael, they're going to see incredible things. This is how the Sforno understands it as well. And therefore, they're going to get a special glimpse at Yudke Vavke. There is one other understanding mentioned also by Ramban, also by Abarbanel, that says that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, their nevuah was aspeklaria she'ena me'ira. They understood Hashem, but only in a low level. They didn't see Hashem panim el panim. And Hashem is telling Moshe that he and Bnei Israel at Har Sinai are actually going to have revealed to them the full extent, at least what's possible, of understanding of Hashem. They're going to see Hashem and speak to Hashem panim el panim. Yom Tov, Shavua Tov.